Yeah. Praise the Lord.
And oh, the joy,
yeah, thank you,
that floods my soul.
Yeah, man.
Something,
that's right,
happened.
Yeah.
And now, yeah, I know,
oh,
he touched me.
First time, it was 132 over 70 today.
Amen, Dr. Jesus.
That's right.
So
that's
it's right. like that song that I've heard.
Somebody
you have to wait on the Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
I like it. Good singing, good testimony.
Yes.
Good report.
Are you singing, my friend?
Thank you.
Yeah, you are. Be looking one up.
Yeah. Yeah, Rita's gonna sing, then you can sing.
That's right, Brother Ed. You get her.
Rita's gonna get us shut off.
Always do.
That's all right. It's right kind of trouble.
I keep turning her back on.
Yeah.
They don't get away with it. I keep turning her back on. I love that song.
Thousands of women
have
metastatic breast cancer.
Amen. Yeah. Bless
the Lord. Oh Lord, my God.
Yeah.
Thank
you, Lord. She'll need some help, Brother
Jerry. No, I don't. I'll just sing with that music.
You're going to sing without music?
Yeah. I was going to come carry it in, but that was good.
God, send box in your way.
Bless the Lord.
The news came to Jesus. Please come fast. Lazarus is sick, and without your help, he may not last.
Yeah.
Martha and Mary watched their brother die. They waited for Jesus. He did not come. And they wondered why.
Sure.
The death watch was over. Weary for days. Somebody said, he'll soon be here.
Yeah.
Lord's on his way.
Yes.
Martha ran to him, and then she cried, Lord, if you'd been here, you could have healed him.
Yeah.
He'd still be alive. But you're 4 days late, and all hope is gone. Lord, we don't.
Right.
Why you waited so long? not jewels right. Or mine. But isn't it great when he's 4 days late? He's still on the
yes,
Jesus
Lord.
Said, Martha,
bless the Lord.
Show me the grave. Yeah. But she said, Lord, he don't understand.
That's us.
He's been there 4 days. The great stone was rolled back. Then Jesus cried.
Amen.
Lazarus, come forth. Then somebody said, he's alive, he's alive. You may be fighting.
Listen up.
A battle of fear. You cried to the Lord, I need you now, but he's not up here.
Bless you, Brenda.
Friend, don't be discouraged, 'cause he's still the same.
Yeah, that's right.
He'll soon be here. He'll roll back the stone and he'll call out your name. But he's 4 days late and all hope is gone. Lord, we don't understand why he tarried so long. But his way is God's way, not yours or mine. But isn't it great when he's 4 days late?
Yeah.
He's still on time.
Yes, he is.
Amen. Yes, great. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, Jerry. Amen. Feeling my age tonight.
Feeling stiff, huh?
Yeah, I'm telling you. You talking about getting a baby's nap, and I'm going to do a rip band wrinkle, amen. I thought about that song right there, Sister Brenda just sung. Isn't it great when God's 4 days late, he's still on time?
That's right.
Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him.
Right.
Tell me where else to go. I don't know about you, but I've gone all the way. I mean, I put it all on him.
Yeah.
He knows me better than even I do. He knows what I can bear.
Yeah.
He knows what I need. And, you know, that song said a lot. And then Sharon's song, Somebody Touched Me, and she's talking about her blood pressure dropped down. You know, in him, we live and move and have our being.
Yeah.
And I'll just tell you, we've got so much to do with the Lord. It'd do us well to have, I guess, more time for him or more thoughts about him.
Yeah.
Keep our mind on him, amen. And then Rita sung a song there about the heavens, you know, the stars. I mean, the heavens declare his glory.
Yeah.
It ain't like that we got to worry or guess. I mean, you can look up there and see somebody had his hand in everything that's made. He made it. And I'll tell you right now, buddy, in all the singing tonight, just pure worship to me, I hear people putting God down, making jokes about him. We come over here and they're singing about him, bragging on him. Singing was great tonight. Amen.
Yes, it was.
I don't know. Even that cabin on the hill up there. Man, I kind of like that, amen. I don't know what it's going to be. I'm just like Brother Ed. I just know I'm going to like it when I get there, amen. Half ain't been told, amen.
That's right.
Hallelujah. And I had never sung that. That's a new song for me. Man. You know, I was encouraged driving over here tonight, running late as usual. Got a full plate at the house, spread thinner water. But I was encouraged over at night. I like to never find a parking place out there. I mean, you ever thought on a Sunday night that this little church would have a full parking lot? I noticed Donnie didn't get out too early this morning. He's waiting for the crowd to clear. Then he called me, and I finally remembered to turn my phone on. I got his call. But you know, I praise God, this little church. Amen.
Amen.
We might be small in size, maybe small in number, but we sure ain't small in other matters. Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right, I'm taking my text tonight from Daniel, if I can find it here a minute. All right, here we go, Daniel. Thank God for these little old dentures in here. There it is. Daniel chapter 12. All right. I did get me a note tonight. Didn't get an app, but I got a note. Daniel chapter 12. We're going to read verse 4. I may comment on some other verses, but I'm just going to read verse 4. Daniel chapter 12, verse 4. Daniel's been in praying and seeking God. He's like everybody else. He's kind of inquisitive about what's going on, what's coming, what's it going to be like. You know, disciples come to Jesus, Matthew 24. Lord, when shall the end be? And sign of your coming, all of that. And that's what kind of what Daniel's doing here. And the message to him here in verse 4. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. And I'm preaching again tonight a last day's message. Be preaching from this verse along those lines tonight. And we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this great number that's here tonight. We thank you, Lord, for that good service this morning. We thank you, Lord, for this service even thus far. Lord, just been so good already to be here. Lord, we could truly say we've already been to church. But I pray you'll bless the preaching of your word tonight, Lord. Lord, you know how much we have need, Lord, of your word. And I pray you'll set a table, dear Father, tonight, that we could come and dine with you and sup with you, spend some quality time with you. Let the world chase after the things of the world, but Lord, may we be found following you. Lord, I pray you could look back and Lord, we'd be right there behind you. Help us, I pray. Lord, lead us in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Help us to be a blessing, not a burden. Give you praise and glory in everything. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I forgot something this morning. It was pretty important. Now I realized I'd forgot it after I done left. Well, actually, I realized it before I left. But I shared it in Sunday school, or maybe before Sunday school even started. But I want to share it with y'all tonight. The reason I didn't tell it this morning, I was trying to wait till there's more people here to hear it. But I heard it on the radio this morning early. An older preacher was talking. And he's talking about some young men went out to Montana to look for gold. And me and Donnie, we done got a trip scheduled to Montana right now. But anyway, they went out there and they was looking around trying to find some gold, Sybil. And they wouldn't have no luck, so they went up there and talked to the Indians, asked them if they could give them some advice where they might find some gold. And Indians, they wouldn't tell them nothing. No, I mean, just wouldn't give them no hints, wouldn't give them no direction, nothing. And anyway, they just kept looking around, Brennan. They stumbled up on some gold. They got all big and excited, kind of like that girl punched the wrong numbers in, won $10 million on the lottery, you know what I mean? But they got big and excited, and they said, let's not tell nobody. Let's go into town, get supplies, get the things we need, and come back and extract this gold. And anyway, Brennan, they went into town, and they got all that stuff, and they trying to sneak out and look, and the whole town was following them. And he looked over at his friend. He said, you tell him? He said, I didn't tell him nothing. He said, what about you? He said, I never said nothing. So they asked the town people, they said, why are y'all following us? He said, well, your faces declare you found gold. And us as Christians, we need to show the world that we found the gold.
Yeah.
The pearl of great price.
Right.
We found the treasure that was buried. Let our faces show that we have found what everybody's been looking for, what everybody's wanting, what they're all seeking for.
Right.
Let our face declare we found the true treasure. Amen. I mean, put his treasure, earth and vessels. I'm glad I found the gold. Amen.
Amen.
But in that verse I read tonight, I'm preaching tonight about the knowledge being increased in the last days, but I can't hardly pass up that running to and fro. I got to hit on that just a little bit. Now, me and Donnie, we go down there to Logan County, hunt arrowheads, and we went down there one time, and it was raining. I was running about 70 miles an hour, and there's a curve coming up. You got to put a turn signal on to go around this curve. It's so sharp. And Donnie, he's over here, and I'm already spinning around like a top. And I'm looking over there, he's holding on. I mean, like this right here. And I'm sitting there thinking, well, at least we're sliding in his direction. I'll surely survive. I'll get a little cushion off of him. But we never met nobody. And somehow another old truck stayed on the road. But, you know, we was flying, going way too fast. And that's about the way traffic is nowadays. If you've ever tried to make it across Glasgow, you'll realize this little town has got bigger than its britches, and the traffic pretty much shows that to be true.
Yes, it does.
I mean, last night the granddaughter asked me to go get a gallon of milk, Rita. I went to Houchins to get a gallon of milk. Of course, I bought other things. You know how men are. They don't just get a gallon of milk. I got them snacks and candy and, you know, junk food. But anyway, on the way back, I'm coming back, Sharon, and a car's right beside me. And I'm looking down that Trojan Trail, and the light's red. It's not yellow, it's red. And I'm slowing down, and he just went right on through. And luckily, the two cars didn't pull out. I mean, they never even slowed down. I can't throw no rocks, but Donnie will tell you, I've done that too. He said, you just ran a red light. I said, what red light? He said, the one you just ran. But they was like me, they wasn't paying attention, and they went through that red light. Well, yesterday, when we was coming back from hunting areas, we went to Dairy Queen. I sound like I'm chasing rabbits here, and to some degree I am. But anyway, when we went to Dairy Queen, get chicken and gravy and fries, it was good, wasn't it?
Amen, brother.
When we come back, we got to the red light there, Highway 131E, and I turned right like to go home. And Joanne, I'm not kidding you. I looked, and there's somebody driving an 18-wheeler. Y'all look. They was driving it just like this. I looked, I'm not kidding. I mean, I used to ride my bicycle, you know, no hands, mama looked, didn't kill yourself. But I looked, and I'm not kidding you, they was driving an 18-wheeler, and in the windshield, you could look, and they was driving, I don't know if he's driving their feet or what, but he's driving just like this. I looked and seen it.
Autopilot.
Auto something, I guess. Yes, I sat there looking at that, and I thought, man, I seen strange things today. I never seen that before. An 18-wheeler coming out through there, and the driver in the driver's seat had his hands like this right here, just going out down through there. But anyway, to and fro. Three men just paid $55 million each to go up into space to spend some time in the International Space Station. They will stay up there for a week and then come back. Now, you can go online and you can actually see these men. I mean, I'll be honest with you, I believe I could think of better things to spend money on. But they spent $55 million each to go up in outer space. Now, Brother Ed, I'm going up in outer space one of these days.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to stop at the space station. I'm going on beyond to the third heaven, amen.
Yeah.
And it ain't going to cost me a penny, amen.
That's right.
Yeah. But me and Donnie, we was coming back again from Adair County. We pulled up this red light. We was trying to decide where we was going to eat. And there was a guy in a truck in front of us. It wasn't a very big truck. And he had a little old trailer, and it was real low to the ground. And I didn't forget about the little old trailer being there. And I guess we was yakking, you know. And I'm guessing now, I don't know how this happened, but anyway, my truck bumped into that trailer. And Sybil, I couldn't see the trailer. So I thought the truck was malfunctioning. So I was going to give it a little gas, you know, see the old gear. And I bumped it again real hard, and he looked back this time. I said, sorry about that. Then he pulled out. We seen that little old trailer down there. It didn't hurt the little old trailer. It sure ain't going to hurt that old junkie truck I drive. But, you know, I'm going to sit there. I think he probably wasn't real happy about that, but part of it was his fault. I couldn't see the trailer. But that's kind of the way driving is. But they pushed me down the highway, and I'm driving. Most of the time, I'm driving at least 5 miles over the speed limit. But me and Donnie come back yesterday, I told him, I said, I'm running 70 miles an hour and I can't even catch up to him. I mean, to and fro, everybody's in a hurry, going nowhere, and the graveyards are full of them. I seen last night a woman state trooper was at the site of an accident, and she was elaborating. She said, I see them all the time. There was a young girl, a fatality, in a looked like an SUV, and her phone's laying in the floor, and on her phone it had three letters. O-M-Y. And the state trooper said, that stands for On My Way. She said she didn't even get to send it. Trying to text and drive. We come back yesterday, I told Don, I said, look at there. That guy was driving the car and had his phone up above him, and he's texting while he's driving, looking on both sides, talking with his thumbs. But everybody's in a hurry. They're not in a hurry to get saved.
No, right.
They're not in a hurry to come to church. No. They might be in a hurry to go fishing. I met some of them today. I live down next to the lake. I'm not kidding. Even coming up here tonight, I never seen so many boats in my life.
Yeah.
And I only remember one big boat, and that was Noah built that ark. But there's all kind of Noah down here now. Every one of them got a boat, amen.
Yeah.
But they're in a hurry, going to and fro, and you know that they're not even thinking about eternity. And you know, just like God said, He said when He returns, they'll be marrying, giving in marriage, they'll be eating, you know, they'll just be going to and fro.
Yeah.
He'll show up, amen. Right. Mm-hmm. And what I'm preaching on tonight is knowledge shall be increased in the last days. Mm. Have you noticed how much technology? I mean, I noticed Rita was getting that song ready for Sharon to sing tonight. I mean, you got to run the gauntlet, but it's there. They've got, you know, the ability, you know, to bring the words up. They got the ability to play the music, but they got it rigged. You know, you got to run through all them commercials, you know, to get to the song. But I mean, just at your fingertips, you can just Google anything. They've got Zoom Talk now. You can look at who you're talking to. They can look at you, and I guess you probably. I don't know. I don't even want to go there. But technology is so increased. You know, this pandemic that we just went through, I mean, kind of thank God for it, because we're live streaming the services now. We wasn't doing that before the pandemic. That's one thing good come out of the bad, but thank God for technology. Brother Ed showed me this morning two little boys look like they're from the Philippines.
Yeah.
Marinades was singing, and I mean, they wasn't playing around. They singing, amen. And you know, that technology allows me to see someone praising the Lord. Someone singing. You know, you get a little disheartened down here. I mean, they love the Lord over in the Philippines. They ain't got nothing. But you know what? They got Him. We got everything. And you know, we got an answer to Him over there. And we're just in the mullet grubs. I do believe if we took a good look around, we'd find something to praise the Lord for.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, I like that. Sister Sharon said, I checked my blood pressure and it's down. I'm afraid to check mine. And I'm afraid if I get the check, and I'll start keeping checking, and I may get depressed. I'll come over here and say, what's wrong with this? I'm keeping up with what's going on. Don't look good. I'm just going to leave it in His hand. I'll just tell you right now, one of these days they're going to say he's been dead a long time. He just didn't know it, amen. But all this technology, they've got the ability now to take somebody's heart out. Lay it on the table, work on it. I ain't going to do that. I work on paper. I don't work on hearts. I might work on good preaching, but I ain't going to do it with a knife. I'll do it with the Word of God. But they can take that heart out. They can fix it. They can put it back in. They can operate on babies in the womb. They can do so much things today. And you know, the Bible tells us in the last days, knowledge is going to be increased. I'm looking for a Bible.
Here's one.
All right, thank you. How much of this knowledge have we got?
Yeah,
a lot.
I'm telling you, they used to have big revivals. I mean, throw the bonnet in there, shout. I mean, looking from outside to the inside. You know what stopped it? A lazy boy recliner and a remote control and a big one-eyed monster. I ain't preaching this television. I watch too much of it myself, but. That interrupted that fellowship.
Yes, it did.
You got to make a decision. Am I going to watch the fake news? Or am I going to read my Bible tonight?
Amen.
Sometimes you got to turn that stuff off.
That's right.
To be informed about what's really going on.
Right.
Amen.
That's right.
That's right.
I'm just getting started on that. really didn't know I was going to go down this path. There's a lot of stuff going on right now that shouldn't be going on. Yeah. It ain't been that long ago that we actually had a media, you know, a proper news media. Our Constitution says, you know, that the media has a right to expose corruption and stuff like that. Now, in the Bible, it talks about watchmen.
Yeah.
And that watchman, when he sees something ain't right, he's supposed to blow the trumpet.
Right.
And we got watchmen that are asleep today. We got watchmen today that are misconstruing what's really going on, and they're trying to further agendas. I think they've been bought and paid for, paid off. But you know, that knowledge that I'm talking about has been increased. It's kind of gave them an advantage. You got to be careful what you, I guess, swallow as truth.
That's yeah. Right.
Yeah,
now,
right.
Fake news is a good term to use.
Yeah, boy.
One reason there's so much stuff going on today is because the truth is not being told. Isaiah says the truth is falling in the streets, justice is falling way backwards. I'm telling you, buddy, they're letting criminals go, murderers go, rapists go. And you know, us, they're prosecuting Brother Ed just because he's filming this service tonight.
Yeah.
And you know what? You get more trouble today for doing right than you will for doing wrong. But I'm still not going to do wrong, I'll tell you right now. I'm going to do right. I'm going to try my best to be right amidst a crooked and perverse generation. I want to shine like a light for Jesus.
Amen.
I'm telling you, buddy, just because everybody in the world is going to hell don't mean you have to go too. The Bible tells us, come up among them, be ye separate, thus saith the Lord, and I'll be a father to you, and you'll be my sons and my daughters.
Yeah.
Man, oh man. You got the technology, Carolyn, and they're using it for the wrong thing.
Yeah.
They're taking technology and publishing and promoting lies, and sadly it works. I really ain't going to go real far in this area right here, but you better be paying attention. One of the signs of the last days, Sister Joanne, was Jesus said, take heed that no man deceive you.
Yeah.
Now that's a personal thing. I need to make sure I'm not being deceived.
Right.
And he said in the last days there'd be many deceived.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to be any of them. I want to be informed. I want to be knowing, I guess, what's going on. Have a proper idea of how bad it is, what I need to do, and do what I can. But you better be careful what you call truth this day right here, buddy. A lot of corruption going on. I don't like it. I'm like Donnie. He said this encourages him. No God sit on the throne. I'll tell you right now, that verse I quoted this morning about waiting on the Lord, that verse in front of it says, I fainted unless I believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Don't faint. I was listening to my pastor preach on the way up here, and he told something I thought was worth telling. He said, this policeman pulled up there, and the man's on the bridge getting ready to jump off. He said, buddy, don't jump. He said, come over and get my car, let's talk about it. They talked about 5 minutes, they both got up and jumped off the bridge. You know, I just tell you, that's kind of the way it is. Make sure you're rightly informed. Make sure you know the truth about the matter before you jump off the bridge.
But
he was just kind of jesting there a little bit. But he said they got out of the car and they both jumped off the bridge. But you know what? If you listen to the world, that's the kind of thought you'll have.
That's right. Yeah.
That's right.
But if you read this book right here, you'll have the right information. You'll know exactly what's going on. You'll be able to see everything as just like what God said it would be.
Right. Yeah.
In Isaiah chapter 46, I think it's verse 11, but it says he declared the end from the beginning, and he said his counsel would stand and it will. And he said, I'll do all my pleasure. God's still got the final say. He knows exactly what needs to be done. And Brenda, he's going to do right in everything he does. I'm telling you, buddy, he's going to straighten this mess out. You know, it is kind of good to encourage yourself in the Lord. And oh, praise God, he said he's going to give us an expected end.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bonnie, I expect to go to heaven one day. Thanks to God, I'm going to make it. Amen. If it's up to me, I wouldn't make it.
That's right.
But he said, I know my thoughts concerning you, that they're good, not evil, to give you an expected end. And I'm telling you, I'm banking on him, not only that's able, but praise God, he's going to follow through and do everything he said he's going to do. What he promised Abraham. Hebrews 6, verse 18. When he couldn't swear by no greater, he swore by his own name. That was good enough for Abraham. That's good enough for me. Amen.
Amen.
But this technology we got today. Man, are we getting shut off?
No.
We got technology today that could be used for good. Brother Hand's using it for good right there. And we got technology today that can be used for evil. Mm-hmm. Now our computer, we got what's called Windows 7. The devil loves Windows. So he can crawl in. They've got Windows, I think, 10 and Windows 11 now. Let me tell you this, keep the windows closed. Lock the door. Don't give no place to the devil. But the devil loves Windows. Just stop and think about the internet. Just say the word, internet. Paul talked about the snares of the devil. You can get entrapped, you can get ensnared with technology we got today and not even tend to get there. I'm telling you, you can just get, I guess, like a fish, buddy. You can get on the devil's line and you can get caught, amen. You'll end up being a devil's net there. You'll be entangled in his lies. You'll be entangled in his temptations and stuff. This modern technology we got today, look, I like it. But you got to be careful with it. I mean, them old cars, Donnie, I'd have to get up underneath the hood. I remember I had a 1954 Chevrolet. That was my first car. I was born in 1954. Daddy gave me that old car. It was kind of a burn orange, but it was a good old car, 6-cylinder automatic. And I was working back then, and I got home, and I was tired, and I didn't put it in park. You know, when you're tired, you'll do a lot of things. Now I got up next morning, go to school, and I hit the key on that thing, it wouldn't start. And I raised the hood on it, Sharon. Ordinarily, it's like grinding coffee. I mean, it'd go forever. Rum, rum, rum. It finally started. As soon as I stuck that screwdriver on that starter, it started.
Oh, man.
And it took off because it's in gear. Now, Patrick, I grabbed that back bumper. I mean, I'm back before they skied behind cars, I skimmed behind a car. I went through the neighbor's hedge, and we hit the dogwood and went around the dogwood. Then we hit the side of the car and started climbing up the house. We hit the side of the house, started climbing up the house, and it finally died. I like modern technology. I push that button now, and it'll unlock, it'll lock. Man, I like it. Man, Donnie was eating yesterday, and I forgot to lock the truck. He helped pull on the door, and the alarm went off. I still like it. Pushed the button, made it quit. But you know what? You got to be careful with modern technology. But you don't have to be careful with the Word of God.
No, that's right.
It'll never be outdated.
No.
I'm telling you, buddy, Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away.
Right.
I'm telling you, it's as eternal as God is.
Yeah.
We do well to give it the most earnest heed. We may not, but spend more time in your Bible.
Yeah.
Like I said, back years ago, man, they had great revivals. The reason they had great revivals, they spent more time in that book, less time in front of that tube, less time, sitting there watching the news, watching the movies, watching this, watching that. You know, you got so much time down here, why not spend some of it with the Lord?
Right.
We're supposed to be good stewards. That'd be a good thing to be a good steward over. Now, Brother Eddie, I'll spill some beans on Brother Eddie. I get up early every morning. Usually get up about 3:30. Yeah, I do. I get up early every morning. And this morning I went ahead and shaved and showered because I wanted to pray before I ever done anything else. So I shaved and showered, went in there and prayed. I struggled to pray this morning. But I prayed, you know, like normal, about 45 minutes. And the reason I struggled to pray was my mind kept drifting off. And I had so much on my mind, I wasn't praying with any clarity at all.
Yeah.
But I still covered all the bases. Naming a lot of needs, a lot of names, calling them out to God. And then I went and got me a big old cup of good old Java.
Yeah.
And got me a little old lemon cake or something, eat it. And then why, she said she wanted bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich. I fixed me two, fixed her one. And she don't eat no more one. It don't good make her two. But anyway, you know, spend some time. The Bible says, seek the Lord early.
Yeah.
That don't mean necessarily early in the morning. Seek Him early in life.
That's right.
Sister Kay called me, I think, Friday, and was telling me about a little 12-year-old girl to pray for her that she'll get saved. And I told Sister Kay, I said, Kay, that little girl needs to get saved before she turns 13.
That's right.
Bible said they rebelled in the 13th year. That old rebellion. I remember my 13th year. I rebelled at everything. Man, they raised me right, taught me right. 13, they just all fell. I mean, this all fell away. I messed up worse than a termite in a wooden yo-yo. I didn't know whether I was up or down. I just know this. I just kept messing up. But anyway, that 12 years old, boy, that's a good time to lay hold on eternal life. And I'm praying for that young girl. Her name's Lily. Pray for Lily that she'll get saved. She's got a younger brother and a younger sister, Lake and River. Pray for them. Pray for her grandparents. They'll come with her to church. They'll all get saved. But anyway, I was praying this morning. Like I said, the devil, sometimes he'll mess with you. And I was having trouble staying on track. I'd go back, start all over, go back, keep on. I did finally finish it. Finally got my reading done. Finally got my praying done. Finally got all that done. And then I got to listening to some men preach this morning. Amen. But this knowledge I'm talking about will be increased.
Yeah, that's right.
God said in 1 John chapter 5, verse 13. He said, these things I've written unto you, that you may know that you have eternal life. You know, even though knowledge is increased in the last days, there's some people that don't know they're saved. I talked to some of them. I said, are you saved? They said, I hope I am. They say, I'm enduring to the end. I said, you can know you're saved. You can't know you're saved. I said, I know I'm saved. But anyway, they've got a form of godliness, but they don't have the knowledge that God wants them to have.
Right.
He wants you to be saved. He wants you to know you're saved. Hey, He wants you to be a blessing. He wants you to have all the fullness of the blessing of God. And we got no excuse for not having it. I mean, the last days that we're in right now. Here, I got that, Brother Ed. Last days that we're in right now. Man, we got so many means.
Yeah.
You can... live stream services. Man, just say, Corinthians, you're not able to make it to church and using that for an excuse, church will come to you.
That's right.
I mean, right there in your bedroom. That's one thing about the TV. Praise God, at least you can watch some good stuff on there.
Yeah.
And anyway, knowledge being increased.
Yeah.
We don't have an excuse.
No.
I mean, we got everything at our fingertips. My granddaughter, she got some kind of watch. I don't know what you call it, but it's some kind of phone watch. It's got a little screen on it, and she babysits. She said, Pop, look at these two kids. I was babysitting. I had my glasses on, Brandon. I couldn't even see them. I'm just telling you, buddy. It was smaller. She could see them.
Yeah.
Two little kids there, and she's babysitting them. And, you know, I thank God for a little granddaughter. Praise God, she's a worker.
Yeah.
She wanted to put a trailer on the back of the barn back there. I said, I don't know about that. She said, I done talked to Nanny. She said, it's all right. I said, well, it don't seem to be saying nothing. She knows how to get around me, amen. But that knowledge of the last days, some of it's good, some of it's bad. You know, they can scam you. They go into this electronic currency pretty soon. And when they do, go to it. They're going to know what you got,
how
you got it, what you're spending it for. And some of this stuff about the last day's knowledge, I don't like, but there ain't no way out of it. They're going to know whether you've been vaccinated. They're going to know your health. They're going to know what you believe in. They're going to know where you go to church. They're going to know your tithe. They're going to know your income tax. They're going to know what you got in your name. They've got it all right there, a little old fingertip.
Yeah.
I don't really mind that too bad. What bothers me is them other people that know it.
Yeah.
And then they get it, and next thing you know, what you got's gone. That's what bothers me. Brother Mitchell's got a sister named Betsy, and she got scammed. They took her house, they took everything she had, and what they did was they come across with her information saying that they were her, and got the house somehow out of her name and in their name. It's kind of complicated, but it ain't to them. They know how to do it. That's what I'm talking about. This knowledge, the last days, some of it's good, some of it's not good. Now let's get into some bad stuff here. I'm talking about the devil loves windows. Our children right now being exposed.
What's that doing there?
Somebody calling, I guess.
Trying to call in.
Yeah. Hey, it's all right. I preached on the public square. Don't bother me a bit. With this modern technology, there are children right now in our schools, in our public schools, that are being exposed to porn in our public schools. And the website's called amaze.org. And when you go on there, you're going to see this electronic-like book. And this is in the classroom of the schools of America. And they're asking little children, they're shooting for ages 5 through 7, before they really get an idea of a life or any sense about what they need to do or not do. And the first question they ask these little children, do you watch porn? And then the next one says, everybody else does, you might as well too. And then it gives you choices of how to choose the subject you're so-called interested in. You see, they're infiltrating these innocent minds. Me and Brother Donnie, we seen a young girl yesterday, probably about 7 years old, and just as innocent as driven snow, and all she's doing is outside in front of the laundromat, and she's walking this line, having the best time ever was, just walking this line back and forth. It don't take a lot to entertain a child. But you put the wrong thing in front of them, kind of like Adam and Eve. They was told not to eat of that tree of the knowledge, hello, of good and evil. They put the tree in the school symbol. Now little children in the classrooms of America, they push this button and it tells them how to, I like what Ron DeSantis said. I hate to mention his name. I hope they don't get in trouble. But he said, we don't need to be teaching our children SEX. We need to be teaching them ABCs.
That's right.
But anyway, I'm all for him. It would hurt my feelings big if he became president. I'm going to hold off on his name. But the governor of Texas, he's taking his illegals. They're shipping them in. He's shipping them to Washington. Hey, I said, what's good for the goose, good for the gander? Fight fire with fire. I hope that they can't even come out of the Capitol for all the people that's up there that are shooting in there in Texas. I'd like to see either one of them in the Oval Office, amen. If somebody cares about this country.
I'll tell you the reason I asked Carolyn to sing that song this morning about horse and children.
Yeah.
I seen on this Facebook the other day, this woman has a young, just a, no kid no bigger than Sarah's little girl. And a little boy in school. And she was up before the school board. And they were teaching her children that he can go in her bathroom, she can go in his bathroom. And that woman, she was up in arms.
What brother? Ed is
she said, that. I'll tell you what's wrong with this school board. I'm telling this principal now. You're Harney's faggots, and that's what you call them. She said, you're Harney's faggots, and that's what you're trying to teach our children.
They're doing it behind the parents' back, without the parents' knowledge, consent, or anything. They're creeping in, and it creeps anyway, like you said. And they're seducing the minds of these children.
They are. Yes, they are.
What they're doing, they're saying, you're not interested in girls. Listen, little boys aren't interested in girls because they've not matured. When they get mature, they'll be interested in girls. I used to be a little boy. I thought girls, yuck, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
After I got a little older, I got to notice that, hell, I married my wife 47 years ago.
She told the story, though, Brother Eddie. She said how she found out what they were teaching them in school was the little boy went into the bathroom, the little girl, she had to go, you know. He said, well, you can come on in here, you know that. And the mom walked by just as he said that.
Yeah.
And, oh, man, I tell you what, she, well, as soon as that next meeting was up, she was in there, and she was irate. She
That's what I'm saying.
She got nasty with them, but she told them all off.
What they're doing is they're trying to find a way into the mind of our young children. Here's why they're doing it. For one thing, they've got access to them in the public schools.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's why they do it. A homosexual, and only 1% of America is homosexual. But the only way a homosexual can reproduce is in the minds of your children.
That's it.
That's why we need the watchman. That's why we need to blow the trumpet. That's why we need to say, not my children, not in my school. They're your school, your tax dollars built those schools. But our country's fallen by the wayside, really, because of all this technology. And it's hard. It's hard to find it out. It's hard, you know, to not only find it out, but even get it out. You tell somebody and they say, that ain't going on. I mean, really, they're just such denial that it gives these perverts a platform. And they got these cross-dressers coming in. And I look, and man, are you talking about ugly? And you know who got the Woman of the Year award? A man.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this modern technology can be used for good or bad. They're using it for bad.
Yeah.
We got to be mindful of what's going on. But they're getting this to the minds of these children, and they're telling these children it's okay, and they're telling them how to participate in this immorality. And, you know, it's one of the signs of the last days. You see, what brought judgment on Sodom was the cries of abuse. Brenda, a little 7-year-old girl, was sitting on a park bench just enjoying the day. And a man came by and abducted that little 7-year-old girl and abused her, killed her, and throwed her like a piece of trash on the side of the road.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, buddy, it ain't Candace no more. Okay. It's become where you better watch, you better pay attention. You better make sure you got your eyes on your kids, on what's being taught them, what's being told them. Yeah. You need to be vigilant. Your adversary is the devil. He's walking about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. I'm telling you, the church needs to trim the wick.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, this stuff didn't come out till we went in.
That's it.
We need to get back out, get a little more vocal. They call me hate speech. Look, I love these kids.
That's right.
They might not be mine, but I'll tell you right now, buddy, I'll take up for them in a heartbeat.
That's right.
And I love mine, too. I'll take up for them, too. But, you know, it's terrible what's going on. They show them, I don't want to be explicit here, but it's bad. It embarrassed me what they're showing these kids in the classroom.
I know.
And even us, you know, you can Google. And while you're Googling, you can be scammed. How's it work, Brother Eddie? I remember hearing about this. They done kind of like a sting operation. But this young girl was, you know, craving attention. Most young girls, they want attention. That's why they dress and put makeup on and try to get looking just right and everything. But you need to get the right kind of attention, not the wrong kind. And anyway, this girl, she got solicited online. She couldn't even see this guy. She's corresponding with him because, you know, he said, boy, you sure sound pretty. I'd like to meet you. She said, you sound nice too. I'd like to meet you. Mm-hmm. You know what that guy told her, Brenda? He said, I'm going to send my uncle over there to pick you up. Mm-hmm. Thank God for her. Oh. It was a sting operation. And they were already set up to get this guy. And she could not believe it, because when she met this guy, she realized she'd made a mistake, and they was right there. They arrested this guy, but they don't all get that lucky.
No,
that's right. And they lie to them. And they'll tell them anything just to get their hands on them. And after they get their hands on them, the unthinkable happens. Yeah, exactly. Technology. Mm-hmm. Sad day. Some of this technology is good.
Yeah.
But we can be deceived, we can be distracted, we can be devoured. Some of these temptations take their toll on men. I guess women too. I've never been a woman, so I don't know. But I know I've been tempted. The Bible says in James chapter 4, verse 2, it says you lust and you have not.
Right.
Why want something that you can't have? Why look at something that don't belong to you?
That's right.
It's just simple here. The Bible tells me to be satisfied with my wife. Been married to her 47 years. It says, let her satisfy me. And for me to cleave to her, it's one.
That's right.
You know what? You can't go to Walmart and get a wife. You might do a mail order bride. I don't know. You just have to take what you get there. I found mine. I found her in school. I said, don't worry about graduating. Don't worry about getting a diploma. Don't worry about a job. You marry me and you got it made. She was dumb enough. She fell for every bit of that. But I worked my hind end off, still making payments on that woman. Bible said her price is far above rubies. I don't mind. I love her. Anybody can put up with me like she's put up with me, I almost worship her. Thank God that God could find a woman who could put up with me. Man, I'm telling you, the Bible talks about whoso finds a wife, finds a good thing, obtain the favor of the Lord. There's a whole lot I love about my wife. But if I'm not careful, that little pop-up. I told you about them oneness. I'm on there looking for something to buy. And the pop-up comes up. And I'm sitting there thinking, come on. And you know, some people, they don't make it through that. They click on it. Or they go a little further. But with me, it just kind of insults me. I'm sitting there thinking, man, I'm done as good as dead. I don't need no pop-ups. But you know, this day and hour we're living in, you need to be careful. You need to be careful what you said in front of your eyes. You need to realize that one day we're going to all give account of ourselves to God.
That's exactly right.
Now, Paul said this in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, he said, we persuade men. Now, I got enough that I'm going to have to answer God to. But can you imagine? I'm glad my sin's on the blood, first of all.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. If you don't have a bad judgment, just every morning say, Lord, I'm praying for forgiveness, I'm praying for deliverance, liberal temptation. I'm praying right now you wash and cleanse me of all sin. You might not be able to confess them all, but just ask the Lord to forgive you all
right.
of them.
That's right.
Ask Him to wash you every morning, to deliver you every day, to be with you, to lead you in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. I'm telling you, buddy. Ukraine, they're getting bombed over there like crazy. Your mind's getting bombed here.
Yes, Lord.
With this modern technology. They're putting, over there, it's sad, they're putting minds underneath dead people's bodies so when you pick the person up, it'll blow up. That's sad. But you know what? What's going on over here is sad too. I'm just telling you that things have changed. And keep your Bible close by. Stay informed. We're supposed to continue. Jesus said, if you be my disciples, continue my word and you'll know the truth. Truth make you free.
Yeah.
You're supposed to continue in the word. You're supposed to study the word. You're supposed to keep it near and dear. Job said this, talking about last day's knowledge. He said, for I know that my Redeemer liveth.
Yeah, that's right.
And that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. Job 19:25. Just remember this. Our Savior, next Sunday's Easter, He didn't stay in the grave.
No.
He just borrowed it. He didn't need it other than the fact, fulfilling Scriptures. He made His death with the rich, and He was numbered with the transgressors, but He only borrowed that tomb. And on that third day, I guess He gave death a heart attack. I don't know. I'm sure the devil probably bit His tongue plumb off. But they couldn't keep Him dead. He might have been dead, but He didn't stay dead. And when He got up, you know the first thing He did, Sharon?
Yeah.
He went to that devil. He said, I'm looking for something.
Yeah.
It looked kind of like this. The devil said,
yeah, the keys.
Here they are. Here they are. Jesus said, I got the keys. Death and hell.
That's right.
That's why He died. Yeah. So if I got in trouble, He'd let me out, amen?
Yeah.
Yeah, He said, I got the keys. Man, I ain't worried about death or hell either one. I don't know what's got the keys, amen.
That's right.
Thank God for that knowledge, amen. Job said, I know that my Redeemer liveth. You know, I'm glad I got a day of God.
Right.
I know, praise God, he lives forever. Make intercession for me, and I need intercession.
Yes.
I know, praise God, he loves me. That was portrayed at Calvary when he gave his life for me. And you know what? He rose for my justification. But this last day's message, knowledge, should be increased.
Yeah.
Donnie's got a smartphone. I don't have one. I ain't smart enough. He put an address in there and that thing will tell us how to get there.
Yeah.
I told him type in heaven, it blew up. On that smartphone, you can be scammed. You can be solicited. I get scam calls even on my little flip phone. Beats all I've ever seen. That's the hour and the day we're living in. Knowledge has been increased.
Yeah.
The knowledge that we need is to know enough Bible
right.
to know when something's a lie or if it's true. And Jesus said, John 17:17, that word is truth. To know the difference between a lie and truth, Pilate looked truth right in the face.
Yeah.
And said the most stupid thing I guess anybody could ever say. What is truth?
Yeah.
You know, the world, even in this last days, knowledge increased, knowledge everywhere, all technology, they still don't know the truth.
Right.
They're still searching for creation. They think they found dinosaur bones that was destroyed. Where'd the asteroid come from? I mean, just do the math on this nonsense. They say an asteroid hit the Earth. Where'd the asteroid come from? Where'd the Earth come from? You see, you just can't go just anywhere. You got to go there to find out how everything came to be. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the Earth.
That's right.
He tells great detail how he did it, but they don't like it, Brother Ed. They want to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
They want to get another report. They want to believe a lie and be damned.
Yeah, that's right.
One reason I'm preaching this message is that's the day we're living in. We're living in the last days.
Right.
Knowledge has been increased. Don't let go of what you know for what they throw. Hold on to the Word of God.
Right.
And you'll be all right. Father, we thank you for this message tonight. Lord, it went over like a lead balloon, but I still believe, Lord, it's what we need to preach. And I pray, dear Father God, you'd help us, Lord, to be more mindful, Father, of the things that's going on, more closer to you, Lord. Lord, grow stronger in the Lord.
Yes.
And Lord, to shun the things of this world, to get weaned off of them, Lord, this ain't our home. Yes. Help us, I pray. Father, lead us, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, ask everybody stand. Get Brother Jerry, please. Sister Sharon, please. We'll sing a verse of invitation on him. And y'all probably about tired as I am right now.